Carol O'Fori, yeah. East Coast Radio.
It's Carol O'Fori. I'm with you all the way until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So excited for my in-studio guest. I must say, I haven't had one in a long time, so this is very exciting. I'm sitting here in studio with someone who's given 36 years to the teaching industry, if I can put it that way, teaching learners in this province who've gone on all over the world doing fantastic things. I'm talking about the principal of Durban Preparatory High School right here in Durban, Mr. Barry Wilson. He's in the studio with me. Good morning, or rather good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. How are you?
Good afternoon, Carol.
Like, I cannot, like, shake it. When I speak to a teacher, I have to call, like, Mr. and Mrs. Like, I just can't call you by your name. I'm so happy to have you here. You've served at the school, or served as a teacher and giving to the education sector for 36 years. What on earth made you go into an industry where you have to give so much love and do it with passion and you impact so many lives? What made you go there?
Well, I think it goes way back to when I was growing up. I think in the neighbourhood, all the young children used to gather in those days, and one of the games we used to play was schools. And I'm sure you can remember that as well. And we all wanted to be a teacher or headmaster, whatever, what we thought that position would entail. But when I was at high school and through my primary school, there were teachers that also gave me this motivation. But there was a teacher that I never did very well at. I never really passed his subject from about, in those days, standard A to matric.
Right.
But he always made everybody in the class, and including myself, who was in that subject down at the bottom level, feel so special. And he actually motivated me. So his lesson, believe it or not, was the one I looked forward to every single day of the week when we could go there. And sitting in there, I thought, when I finished my matric year, I thought, no, I want to be like him. Wow. And that was the real motivation. So if he's listening out there, yeah, it was a good old master. I don't even know if he knows the story, but he got me into this position today.
That is amazing. Now, 36 years committed to learners. I'm sure there's many highs and many lows. Is there one high from the 36 years of teaching that you could share with us that made you just feel warm and fuzzy, or you were touched, or it moved you to tears, or whatever the case may be?
Can I answer it in this way? I have one, if not more, every day. And I'd like to answer it like it, because for me, it's not about my personal achievements, which I have been blessed to be recognized for in my teaching and coaching. It's about the relationships I've had with the children over all these times, and the old boys, and even when it's a code school, and and with the girls as well. Those are the special rewards that I will remember more than any personal achievement. It's when you have that opportunity to build up that relationship, take that person, that youngster, and help mold his dreams or her dreams. And when you see that success and you've traveled that journey, and even if you've only played a certain chapter in their journey,
right,
you've been part of it. And to me, and I know all us teachers out there and staff, that's what motivates us and keeps us going. So for me, it's those are the rewards, and they're still ongoing. I have many old boys who contact me. They're in business, heading up their families now. I've got old boys who are taught in my class who are parents in the school now. Yeah. And, you know, it's very interesting to know that we've shared that chapter, that journey together.
Right.
So those are my rewards, and they those relationships and that we have with the people that we work with or serve.
Now, you have a very unique tenure, right? Not only have you done 36 years in the teaching space, but you were teaching at a time where there was no real use of internet as a teaching medium, right? And now you're teaching at a time where you yourself are currently wearing a mask. We are in a totally different space.
Yes.
How has this new way of teaching affected, you know, the way you've looked at the teaching world? Has it made it more challenging? Have you enjoyed it more, that you had to be more creative? Has it been more stressful? How has teaching in COVID times been for you, considering, you know, you literally saw your school into this process?
Sure, Carol. Again, just trying to talk personally, I'm not one that looks for negativity and tries to just find out what's going wrong in a sense. And I'd rather look for the positivity that everybody is making things happen. So in saying that, COVID, in a sense, brought us closer together. It's actually got our communities within schools and within society, within the public, to work together in a common cause. And that's the well-being and health and safety of every person. So for me, COVID has actually brought institutions closer, in the sense we've had to trust each other. We've had to rely on each other. We've had to depend on each each other, even more so in ensuring that we can all enjoy a day at school or the same enjoy the day at home when the child returns. So in answering this question, it's more about the positive. COVID's even given me, shaken me up and actually said after 36 years, have a good look at where you are in life. Mm. And actually now, and I take the positive out of that because, you know, I might have gone on for a little while longer, but I had to look and say, gee, what are my heartstrings? And I really mean this. They pulling towards watching my grandchildren grow up, and they live in Cape Town and they have a primary school, young age, and my family down there. And I want to do the things that you do or your staff do or grandparents and parents do and take for granted at times, taking them to school.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that becomes a hard task. I'm getting into the chapter of looking forward to that and doing all grandpa stuff in the car and maybe picking them up after school and don't tell your mom this, but we're going for a milkshake.
Yes.
And, you know, I think grandpas, I'm still going to learn this, but grandpas are entitled and grannies are entitled to do that.
I believe so.
So.
I believe so. Listen, if you just tuned in, we are hanging out with a man who's given 36 years to teaching in KZN and he's retiring at the end of this year, Mr. Barry Wilson from Durban Preparatory High School. He's the current principal of the school. We're still hanging out with him. If you want to send a message, I think we just want to celebrate what he's done. A lot of young people have come out of that school having, you know, changed their lives, having learned so much, having great memories. And I'm one to celebrate the schooling system. When you are in a great schooling system and you get the right support, it's a really special space. So drop us a voice note if you'd like us to play it out for him. 061-792-9495. Right now, we're going to get into traffic after this.
To all the listeners or the family members out there as well, my call might sound very basic, but cherish the moments that you have when you actually have to take your children to school. Make that a fun time. Listen to East Coast Radio in the morning on the way there.
Of course, I thought I'd throw that in.
But make that a quality time where you can chat about how the day is going to be or remember this and that. And instead of talking on the cell phone or arranging the business day whilst the children, that's your last contact with them. And then when you pick them up in the afternoon, please put that cell phone away. I ask the parents at school to do that and wait at that gate to hear all their excitement of the day, because they might have got good results in a test or they've got some exciting news to tell you, or it might just be wonderful experience that they've had at the school that they can't wait to tell mommy or daddy. Mm. So my call out there is that's what I want to do. I can't wait to be at the gate to hear all the stories.
That's so beautiful. I got a message I want to play it for you.
Barry, Mark Dizia, wishing you all the best with your retirement. It's heard you on the radio. You are a legend in itself in Durban. And everything you have done for especially the primary schools in Durban in all aspects, congrats. And you deserve a well-deserved break. I know we don't see each other often, but well done. Congrats, my man. You stay well.
Oh, beautiful message there, hey?
That is. Oh, that's goes straight into the heart.
Thank you. My last one for you is you have a beautiful message from the article we saw from IOL for teachers, inspiration for teachers, just to propel them forward. I think it's the hardest industry to work in because so many lives are your responsibility and you mold these children. I mean, some of my greatest memories are from teachers and some of my worst memories are also from teachers who've done me wrong and didn't believe in me. Just to show how impactful a teacher is on a child, you can either propel the child forward or pull a child back. What is your advice for teachers? It's been tiring. This period has been exhausting, emotionally, financially, in every way depleting. What is your encouragement? You did it for 36.
Carol, thank you for highlighting that. I think any teacher listening to your comment now will just be overwhelmed with your support there. May I, before I answer that question, just say, can I just call out here again, say a call out to all teachers, all staff members, everybody involved in education. Can we as society, again, just give them a round of applause? Because whatever school they're in, we've acknowledged our health officials and health workers, our frontline, who fully deserve that, and we all applaud them. But again, in the educational sphere, if we can just say thank you, teacher, or thank you, staff member, or thank you, the lady in the office, the admin office, or the coaches that take the children now to just give them a chance to run around and, you know, enjoy outdoors. But my advice to all the teachers, it's been great being with staff, whether I've known you as colleagues or not, but just well done and keep your spirits up. But my story would be, come to school every day and make an ordinary day an extraordinary day. And you can do that as a teacher. You can do that as a leader in education, because it's about relationship, that connection. And if you can find something, a skill, a talent, or just a moment to listen to a child's call, that child will go home having said, wow, I had this special day. And happy children make happy parents, and they make happy staff members as well. So it's all about creating happiness, but it's about being there, making it extraordinary.
Making it extraordinary, Mr. Barry Wilson. Thank you so much for your service. 36 years. I pray that your retirement is better than the 36 you've given to us. That you have lots of laughs, lots of great days, lots of blessings. And thank you for everyone's lives that you've touched and for encouraging everyone listening right now. Wishing you all the very best, and thank you for coming in today.
Gee, it's been such an honor just to be invited this morning. Thank you so, so much. Gee, I'm blessed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.